2 years ago, Indiana expected to see the third highest solar growth of any state in the country, if all of the proposed large-scale projects got built. But last year, we saw only a third as much solar as in 2021. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that doesn't mean that big solar projects aren't on their way. Some may have been delayed.
In 2020, there was about 4,000 megawatts worth of large-scale solar projects in one of the first steps of the process, conducting studies to see if they can connect to the grid. Now, there are 50,000 megawatts in the queue, says Joe Rand with the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He says we're seeing an unprecedented amount of requests to connect renewable energy to the grid, something the decades-old interconnection process was never meant to handle.
It's become a real backlog and bottleneck for clean energy plants trying to come online across the country, not just in Indiana. And it's taking 3 or 4 years on average now.
Still, nearly 2,000 megawatts of solar are under construction in the state, and more than 4,000 in advanced stages of development. Residential solar also grew by 36% last year, likely as homeowners rushed to get solar panels before higher rates for delivering excess energy to the grid went away. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is expected to make a final rule on how renewable energy projects can connect to the grid soon.